There is a precious hiding place. Jesus I, Jesus I. There is a cleft of heavenly crest. In Jesus I, in Jesus I. There is a shelter from all sin, from all doubt, and from all pride. Oh, the world made I in precious place. In Jesus I. This precious place was bought for me by Jesus' blood shed on the cross. He died for me on Calvary to set me free and make me whole. There is a shelter from all sin, from all doubt, and from all pride. All the world may enter in precious place. In Jesus' sight, when I get to that hiding place, my weary soul will find rest. Then I will join the heavenly band by Jesus' side, by Jesus' side. There is a shelter from all sin, from all doubt, and from all pride. Oh, the world laid in precious place, by Jesus' side. When I get to that hiding place, my weary soul will find rest. Then I will join the heavenly band by Jesus' side, by Jesus' side. There is a shelter from all sin, from all doubt, and from all pride. Oh, the world may enter in precious bless in Jesus' name.
God bless you, brethren. You are hearing from Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. I want to appreciate you all for the prayers that have been making for me from the beginning of the week up to this end. Your prayers have been very vital, very instrumental in helping us to come up with a sermon, noble, that could help us as bride or as children of the living God to get prepared to face the challenges of life. May God bless you all for standing with me in prayers, and you continue even to pray for me. Not me alone, but many of our brothers who share the same faith, the same values with me. Also, remembers for tomorrow, the Lord willing, we shall be visiting the prisons to ensure that the gospel reaches the inmates. Before I open the scriptures this hour, let us bow our heads and commit the sermon to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, the creator of heavens and earth, we likewise to express our gratitude towards thy love and thy kindness because of the gift of life that you have given us. And Lord, we are thankful for helping us, oh Father, to go through the subject of SWOT throughout the week on this daily devotion. We pray, God, that the words that have been spoken will be meaningful and hopeful and heal the wounds and prepare your children to face the challenge of this day. Bless this sermon too, which seals up this week. Push us, Lord, to some great heights in faith that will never be the same again. Circumcise all the ears that will listen to the preaching of the word, that at the end of it all honor and glory goes back to you. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Want to get into the Bible, beginning with 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Here, there's a heading which says, Satan, the enemy. Verse 8, Apostle Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom you resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So, this is what Apostle Paul, or Apostle Peter, so to speak, said. He forewarned the believers that they should be sober, that they should be vigilant. Why? Because of the adversary. And which adversary? The devil. And what about him? The devil, the adversary, he moves around as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom to devour. So he told us to be steadfast in the faith, to be resilient, so that we can be able to resist him. Praise God. The children of the living God are encouraged here that no matter what the devil says or does, us, our duty is to stand firm. In the subject that we have been going through, the SWOT analysis of a believer, and God gave us grace to look at the strength, the weakness, the opportunity, and then lastly, the threats. So today, the Lord will help us to look at the threats from the devil. And here we've been told by Apostle Peter that this devil roams around, he walketh around, roaring like a lion, and would want to devour somebody. Obviously, I should not be devoured. Neither should you wait to be devoured. No. But here we are being shown that there's a threat from the devil. There's a threat from the wicked one. And we must be watchful. We must be prepared. When you look at carefully at what a threat is for those of you who would want to know really what a threat is, should you realize that a threat is a potential danger. A threat is a potential danger. It is a situation or a circumstance that could cause harm. It can cause damage, or it can cause a loss. That's a threat. So it's a warning or indication, a sign or signal that something harmful or undesirable might happen. Yes. And these threats come from different angles. External threats, challenges and dangers from outside, which are brought about, and these challenges come in different forms. Challenges such as persecution. The persecution, you know, they face church. They were persecuted a lot during those days. They were put in prisons. Peter, Silas, many of them. James, John, the Baptist. A heavy situation befaced them of persecution. To the extent that even the Lord God had to intervene supernaturally to come into the prisons and loosen them miraculously. Peter, escaped from prison. How? The angel released him. Paul and Silas, one day when they were under persecution, they sang in the prison. The chains broke down. They became loose. The doors just got wide open because of the supernatural power from above. He said, such were persecutions that the apostles faced, their prophets faced. And we should know that the devil does that all the time. He does that. He has done that. Reason being, he wants to ensure or to make sure that nobody speaks about the goodness of the Lord. But we are supposed to stand tall, head above shoulders, to display the boldness that even through prisons, the Lord will see us through. Besides the persecutions, you find out threats of natural disasters do okay. Natural disasters are there. Floods that can hit countries, be it in Africa, be it in America or Europe or elsewhere. Floods are there. Those are natural disasters that can come when people, whether they are unaware or unprepared to some extent. Natural disasters, okay. Also, you'll find out there are some economic threats that can come in some people's lives. Inflation, it hits nations. Those are threats, economic threats. And a threat is a potential danger. Indeed. A circumstance that can cause harm, a circumstance that can bring loss. You say, under this persecution thing, if you can go with me to Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, you find that the disciples were subjected to persecution during that time. My Bible reads, and Saul was consenting unto his death. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and healing men and women, committed them to prison. Such persecutions were there. Threats to life, threats to freedom. That's what the disciples be faced. But we thank God that even in that circumstance, in that situation, the gospel was preached. The more they persecuted the believers, the more they could spread out and carry with them the gospel of truth. It was a blessing in disguise. Being scattered would mean spreading the word further, more and further. So all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Let's just realize that. Yes, sir. Besides these external forces, external challenges, or threats that we come across in life, there are also internal threats, things that happen within somebody, personal struggles, fears, uncertainty, weaknesses that can hinder progress or well-being. As believers, we are not supposed to have fear inside us. We don't fear. We don't get worried. We should carry all our burdens to Christ. If we keep to the faith, whatever challenge that we face, our trust is in the Lord. We depend on Him. We are encouraged to stand tall and to display resilience. Yes, sir. That's what we do in our day-to-day living. In life, my brothers, my sisters, threats do require us to prepare for them. We must be very prepared to meet such kind of things. If we are to overcome, we need to be prepared. We need to take steps to address those things to make sure that we are ready for any threat that comes our way. And how do we do that? As a believer, you must always be able to identify the potential threats that would come your way. You should recognize the dangers and the challenges that come your way, and you get ready. You look at what impact these threats will bring in your life. When you look at that, you develop strategies and come about with plans to mitigate and overcome such threats. Yes, sir. You should always be alert. This is what Apostle Peter said in the chapter that we have read. He said, be watchful. Because the devil is roaring like a lion. He wants to divorce somebody. Yes, sir. But if we stand on guard, he will do us no harm. Even when he comes, he finds us ready. We will not be worried. In the Bible, I've got so many examples of people who got ready, who got prepared against the threats, against natural disasters that would come their way. What do you say about that great prophet Noah in Genesis chapter 6? The Lord told Noah, after Noah found favor, Noah, the world is in total darkness. The Lord wants to destroy because the man has become so wicked. Sin is so rotten before the Lord. And destruction is coming. Flood is coming. And Noah, being a prophet, Noah, being a child of God, he knew what the Lord was saying. He knew that the Lord meant it. So instead of himself sitting back, Noah prepared the ark. He built the ark. He got prepared for the flood. And when the flood came, Noah was safe. Yes, sir. He escaped danger. The only way you can escape danger, brother, sister, when threats are looming, listen to God's voice. What does the Lord say about that? Because God always makes a way. He makes a way, gives a way of escape. He will not make a mistake. Even if there's threats from natural disasters, threats economically, threats of various fronts, God has always made a way for escape for his children. He will not destroy the wicked or the righteousness together with the wickedness, with the wicked people. No. He will not do that. Yes, sir. He will never do that. Whatever type of threat it could be it health, be it mental, be it economical, the Lord always make a way. He does. What is needed for us is to be sensitive to the voice of the Lord. What is needed for us is to get prepared and get ourselves armed so that whenever the threat comes, we are prepared. What do you say about Nehemiah? When he discovered that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down, he moved around and told his fellow Jews, brethren, we need to repair these broken walls because we need protection. This plot that has been broken, the walls that have been broken down, Let's rebuild them. So he got prepared. So in your life, my brother, when you see a broken part in your life, which you know that the devil really uses that part to enter into a city, Jerusalem, which could have been fortified, do your best to build that broken part well in advance, so that when the devil comes, he has no room, he cannot enter. You can't do that, because you'd have made some preparation for that. Yes. So we need to stand firm. We need to show that we are not blind, we are not dull. We are not. We should be watchful. We should be very aware. We must have positive thinking. We must be prayerful. When we do that, we'll overcome. You know, in life, for those that are married, we find that the marriage might be under threat by the devil. And it takes you to get prepared against the marital threats. How do you do it? Keep the communication live between yourself and your spouse. You openly discuss issues and feelings and the needs. Be prepared to resolve conflicts. Resolve disagreements in a healthy and constructive way to avoid the marital threats. Do that. Build trust on one another. Keep the connection live. Yes. If you do that and show mutual support to one another, to encourage in supporting and uplifting each other, you will overcome such things. Yes. And you must also learn to forgive. And you must learn to be committed to each other. You must learn to respect and to show love. By doing that, you would have overcome the marital threats. So in life, as a believer, you sit down, look at those four aspects: the strength, the weakness, the opportunity, and the threat. This should be known, that in making use of that very good time that you have, the opportunity that you have, I'm always encouraged by this expression. When we look at the time that you might have, it's not the time, but it's the commitment you have to the Lord with that time. It might not be the monies that one has, but it's how much commitment you have to the Lord with that money. The gift that you have. How much commitment you have to the Lord with that gift. All those things bound together. When you totally commit yourself to the Lord in every aspect,
Yeah.
I can assure you, you'll be an overcomer. May God bless you for taking time to listen to these sentiments that have been brought forth, that I know for sure they are helpful to concerned believers. God bless you.